Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You've obviously got some big news for us, especially out here in Buffalo and Western New York with Buffalo Bishop Richard Malone. What's this news?
Well, I'm hearing that his resignation is coming very soon down the track. The visitation inquiry into the Diocese of Buffalo has been completed. It's been assessed by the Holy See, and the bishop has, my understanding, agreed to resign. And the bishops are from the New York State are going to be meeting with Pope Francis on Friday. Rome and the Vatican, having been quite slow to follow what was going on in Buffalo, are now across the situation, and it is my understanding that the resignation is coming very soon. I'll just point out in one caveat that for your listeners, that the wheels of the Vatican bureaucracy can run very slow at times. Sometimes things can be held up. There can be a slip between cup and lip. But my understanding is the visitation report has been completed by Bishop DiMarzio. That's the important thing. And it is very serious for Bishop Malone. My understanding is it is the position of the Holy See, through the papal ambassador to the United States, Archbishop Pierre, that the bishop, Bishop Malone, should resign.
Christopher, we saw on social media today that the bishop was in Rome, and he was able to give Mass at St. Paul's Basilica. I mean, why would, I guess, just in your experience, why would he be able to do this, but then all of a sudden be resigned? Is it kind of like a bucket list thing?
Well, I suppose he feels that, even if he's not a bishop, he is still a priest who can say Mass in the basilicas in Rome. I don't know why he's decided to do that, but that's obviously his own decision. I think that one might question a lot of the conduct of Bishop Malone, and you might want to add the latest thing you just mentioned there to the list.
Now, you said that in the Vatican, things run very slowly. I mean, are we looking... I know he's going to submit his resignation, but is it going to be a case where it gets accepted by... If it does get accepted by the Pope, is it a case of days, weeks, or are we looking months here?
Well, for what I'm hearing, it is in the days zone. It's sooner rather than later. I think the fact is that when the Pope sees the report, when he's informed of the situation, that what they have here is a case of a bishop who is doing damage to the local church and has done damage to the local church in Buffalo, that actually for healing to happen he needs to step aside, and if that is the position of the Apostolic Visitation Report, which is a Vatican commissioned report, then you've got to think that it's going to happen sooner rather than later. I would say days, but don't hold me to that.
In your tweets that you had sent out saying that you have reliable sources that are telling Bishop, that are saying that Bishop Malone's resignation is imminent, I know you don't want to disclose exactly who it is, but can you give us any insight as to who some of these reliable sources are?
Yeah, well, they're church sources, so people who are, who have got inside information and are across this situation, but I can't go into more details. I noticed that the spokeswoman for Bishop Malone has said that she has no information on this regard, which I would say is a non-denial. I think that from what I understand, that this resignation is coming very soon, and I think the fact that the bishop is in Rome brings the matter to a head.
Christopher, this story here in Buffalo and Western New York is, it's been one of our biggest stories in the last 2 or 3 years or so. How much attention does what's happening here in Buffalo have internationally? Obviously, you're talking about it here, but is this something that's been on the international radar?
Well, it's been on the international Catholic radar, but I would say that it's been largely confined to the U.S. Catholic scene and to those who follow it from Rome. One of the things I think that is unfortunate is that it has taken some time for action to be taken in regards to what's happened, because clearly there have been a number of media reports into the problems of Bishop Malone's leadership and the problems in how he's handled abuse in the diocese. So it has taken some time to get the attention. All I would say is, in a Catholic church of 1.3 billion people spread across the globe, it's sometimes hard for one diocese, a relatively small diocese, to get the attention of the top people in Rome. But certainly I think that has now happened with Buffalo. I believe and I understand that Rome is across the situation and are looking to take action.
Christopher, last question that I have for you is, when the Pope, if the Pope decides to accept the bishop's resignation, how does he announce that? Is it done through a press release? Does he make a formal press conference?
There is a daily bulletin put out by the Vatican at noon Rome time every day, and in that bulletin there are announcements of resignations and appointments, and so it will be formally announced in that bulletin that is put out each day.
So do you expect Pope Francis to actually say anything to reporters publicly about it?
No, I doubt that. I don't think he will, no.
Okay. Anything else that you think I missed here?
No, I just say watch this space, and sometimes there's a process and it takes a bit of time, but I believe this is now in train.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.